When the top of Vavav Bay is two lines, three lines on the top. Sumba Zarmer Mishumer Meir Suma Ain Lo Tainus Psulim. There's no time of Psulim by Sumba. So my time of the Sumchas. So what's the explanation of Sumchas's reason that Suma doesn't have Tainus Psulim? Our Rebzeir Nesha Nechvetis Algabi Karko. She falls. It's possible when she falls in a hard way that it could tear the psulim. So the psulim, the fact there's no psulim, doesn't indicate anything. The Mora says that problem. Kul nami chibute michbati. Other girls also have this problem. So the Mora says kulu royos umaris leiman. A regular girl, when it happens, she sees that there's bleeding. She'll show her mother, so the mother will then be able to inform when it comes the time of the marriage. They will inform. But this girl, who's blind, so she doesn't necessarily notice that something happened because she doesn't see the blood, so she won't know to inform her mother that then to pass on the information at the time of the marriage. Okay, so clarify. So the Morris over here, the issue was a mukazet issue, not a bia issue. They said yesterday the issue was a bia issue, so I'm correcting that. Zuck Rashi. Shenechbato, she falls, falling, being. She falls. Well, the word nechbata means that she's beaten. It means that she hurt her. She fell in a way which would give her a hard damage. So the noishim, and therefore the psulim will fall out. And whereas the other girls also kula royus im noishim b'suleyin royus dam, because when the psulim tear. So they would see them. Umaris le'iman, they'll show it to their mother. Upoiskas aleihen she'enan basulis, and the mother will be able to clarify the poisek, right, clarify that they're not basulis, and therefore v'imloi hodi osoi hita osoi. If the mother then, or the parent, they do not inform the husband, so he can claim that there's an issue of psulim, because you where were you? If now you're saying that it happened beforehand, why don't you tell me beforehand? So, because it's like I said before, it's not embarrassing to say. So, we have to assume that if it wasn't told, that there was an element of that there was something else which had happened over here, and there's a toast. Bezu ena mara ena roya. She doesn't realize that she bled. Ena mara leima. Bezesh konsa. Therefore, when the man marries her, he has to marry her. Becheskas nechvetes konsa. He has to marry her with the assumption that there's a possibility that she had her psulim torn. Ena napoisek aleha v'lav tosu. I'm not sure what the Rashi means of the phrase of Ein Adam Poisek Aleho. It just means like there was nobody to clarify the point, but I'm not sure exactly the phrase.
I guess that's what the mother's doing.
Okay. Zot the Gemara. That we said, back in the Brisa on Lamed Hayim Abayz. So we brought the Brisa. Said Arias Shnius, the Arias Mamenis, Islandis. The last case was a Yotzis Meshum Shemra, Ela LeKnas VeLePitui. So Rashi points out whether it means the case of Yitzchak Shem Shemra means that the man married her, and we have Aiden that she was Mazana between the Erisin and the Nesuit. That's the case of the Shemra on the Pasuk. So the Mora says, So the issue is, then somebody else marries her and there's no kenaz. If somebody else is ma'ana her, takes advantage of her at that point in time, so we know she's a ba'ula, so there's no kenaz and there's no pitui. The word says, yes, Mr. Shemra, baskilahi. We have a more bigger problem right now with this girl, whether there's a chi of kenaz or not. So if she's chayav misa, so obviously she's a ba'ula. So I mean, there's no kenaz, there's no pitui. That we know vali she's a ba'ula. Omer Rav Sheshes Hachikomer Misha Yotz Oleh Shemra Bialdusa. Not that we have the scenario of the case of the Pasuk that she was a Mizana with Adim in her marriage, but that there has been an issue of a Shemra that she had done something when she was younger. This is now became a known fact that she was involved with something which is improper. We don't know exactly what was done. She was involved with somebody improperly. So now, since it's a possibility that she had bia, we can't charge this man over here a kenas, because maybe there was bia beforehand. Summer of Papa, Shamino Haishtara Reya Lomagvinan Bay. A star which has represents with some type of a issue. In other words, we don't know for sure that she was Nivola. She has the Cheses Psula. We don't know for sure she was Nivola, but since there is some element of a concern over here, so we can't collect, even though there's a vada chiyuv. We have a cheses psula saying that she was a psula. We know she was a psula at one point in time. We don't know for sure that that's changed. We have a vada ma'aseh chiyuv in front of us. He was ma'aner. We have edim that he was he was ma'aneser or he was mafat to her. We can't collect. So Dr. Papa, I have the same thing. I have a shtar which has a cheses shtar, which was a vada kosher shtar at one point in time. We don't know for sure what happened, but there's a reyes on the star. There's some element of concern in the star, so you can't collect with it. You don't say, well, you have a vada cheska star and use the cheska star. So Mar says, what exactly is this that you're talking about? What exactly? I mean, in the case over here, we're talking about there was adim that she was involved in something improper. We don't know if there is bia. So what would be the parallel case of the case of the star? Hechidami. Ilema the nafik kala aleha the star the zayfahu. So the reis, what the reis is, there's now there's some type of statement going around that it's a forged document. So what would the parallel case be over here? The chavasa hacha the nafik ala kala the zanoi. The kail was going around that she was mizana, that she'd had beer with somebody. Just because there's a curl in the city, there's a rumor in the city, is not something which we have to take into consideration, and she still would get a kanas, still have to pay. We have to assume she's still a basula, and so if that's the case that you're comparing it to. It's just a case of curl. She would get a kanas, and you would collect with the shtar. Ella, the case was the also betray. Two people came. Va'amri lididhu tavatani beisura. The men are being made that this girl had approached them that for the purpose of having bia. And then the assumption will be whether even if they did not do that with her. But if she had approached them, she had approached others as well, and therefore we have to assume that she's a ba'ula, and that's why there's no kenas. So Mor says, dichvasa hacha, so what would the parallel case be over here? So the holder of the shtar, Reuben has a shtar against Shimon, And to Eddie come and say, listen, Reuben has approached us in a different scenario, had approached us to forge a shtar. So, well, once that's true, we have to be chosher that Reuben, this shtar which he has, he approached somebody else to forge the shtar. The Mor says, no, I don't see that's a parallel. Rapapa's parallel would be incorrect. Okay, so if she approached them and they didn't agree to have beer with her, but there are people out there, we know there are people out there who will agree to that. There are prutzim, that's a known fact, there are prutzim out there. So by establishing that she's a person who's doing this, we can assume that she's a bula. But over here, what are you saying? That you we assume that there are forgers out there? Elohacha, even though he has been established as he's a person who's willing to do something improper, he's approaching people to forge for him. So he's huchzik to be a chakran, etc. But kol yisol mi huchziku, but kol yisol that doesn't have, we have a cheses kashas on kol yisol that they're not our, there are zaifonim out there who are going to do forge a shar for him. So Mor says, no, Hachanami, Kimin the Komahadar as a Yufa, since he's trying to get it forged. Amer is a Yufa Zayef because maybe he did it himself. Like once he, you know, once he's at that stage, he's willing to do it already. So even if he doesn't find somebody who's willing to do it for him, there's a possibility that the person, he did it himself. Therefore, Rapapa says, in that situation, the star has a reyasa, and you cannot collect with the star. Zakrashi Reya.
What we're saying here is that there's a coal, I guess. There's a coal out there containing the star.
No. The coal doesn't pass on the star. There's Adim.
There's Adim in it.
Right, but the Adim are not on this specific star. The Adim are on the person. The person has been acting improperly vis-a-vis Hilchos Shtaris to the point that if what they're saying is true, if you draw the line forward, the star is not true. The same way we said the case of the girl, what she was acting was something which we know vale that she did something which is improper. That if you follow that line forward, she's not going to be a psul.
So, we have eduk about this gentleman. So once we have eduk about somebody regarding an area of halacha, there. Suspect in that area, Vajra.
We're correct. We're assuming if he did it once, he's going to continue to do it again.
Or by himself.
Right. I'm saying, but he'll continue to act improperly in that area.
I mean, this phrase is.
It's not a vadai. The point over here is that he's suspect, but you can't collect anymore.
Right. It's a suspect that's strong enough to.
That you can't collect.
To break what would otherwise be
a chazoka.
The language seems curious here. You know, it's not called Israel. He's looking for one person who's going to forge a document. Who's the guy in town who can forge documents for him? Right. So it's a question of in a town, is there a person who's willing to forge a document?
Well, the more saying is, well, Kleisel has a Chesed Kashrus.
Meaning there's nobody who would forge a document.
They're saying that there's nobody, but we don't have anybody that we have a reason to believe that that's true, that he would do it. We know there are Prutzim. We don't know that there's a Zeifonim.
He was going around trying to find someone, yeah?
Right. That's not forged Hebrew.
Yeah. It's just like the call you serve. I mean, in other words,
anybody. Over here, call means it means anybody. It doesn't mean is there anybody in Kleisel? You have, in other words, we start with the Chesed Kashrus. You have to create a reyus in this Chesed Kashrus that establish that it's not like that. So every Kleisel has a Chesed Kashrus to start. And I imagine to break the Chesed Kashrus in regards to this area, you would have to establish that there's a finding. That's probably not an easy thing to establish.
It's probably what?
Not an easy thing to establish.
Oh, finding. What is?
Zaifonim.
Yeah.
Origins. I mean, you would think that
it's usually done privately.
Yeah, but you would think that it depends upon sort of the time and place. So if you're in New York City, right, to find someone who'll forge documents for you, I imagine that wouldn't be all that difficult.
Okay, I imagine.
And Kent Mill, it might be
clearly speaking in a different crowd.
I have a guy who
can do that. You need some money.
Right. Okay. Okay, so Grashi Reya. Shatala Alam Shem Ziyuv. So there's a Reya that there's the star is forged. So the Mor says that just because of a curl, there's a rumor, so we see by the case of Znus. And if there's just a rumor, and Chushin, we're not worried about it. But Philip Kuna, she's a lot of Mary Kayan. Ella Yotzala Shemra Hechidam. What's the case? Again, there was Adim. Now, what did Adim say? Well, Shomer Leisha Nivola. Adim said that we know that she was Nivola. So in Cain, I remember what's the Chiddush Olah Basulahi. So obviously, Ella Amri, they said Lidhu Tavatanu Lisura. I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but that's we're approximating a possibility. That she came to them and request and was requesting from them to Lisura. Here Atzim Lakach, she's established herself that she's making herself available for this. But we didn't do it. But we assume that even if they didn't do it, she continued to do that with other people. And there's somebody out there who would agree with her. Mishnah Mahasim. So Mor says, Hecha Gomer Rapapa Mino. How can Rapapa extend the halacha to the case of the shtar? The Lomach Bina Bishtar, Kihai, we wouldn't collect with such a star. Because Bishnah Mahasim, we know, Shkichi Prutzim, there are people which are poets. Kimon Shesh Adim Shahaisim, Achazeres Acher Aznus. Since there are Adim that she's looking to find Aznus with somebody, Harba Motzila, she'll find somebody, there are people available. Mashim Hachi, Ein Lokanas, Lachazman. So, moving forward, that she can't have a Kanas, the Labachas is Psula, Havoy, we have to assume she's not a Psula. Even though she has a cheskes psula to start with, we assume that that's changed. Alagabi shtar im huchsuk, even if he's been established lachzer acher ede sheker, he's looking for ede sheker. Koyso mi huchsuku will koyso do this liya shemen la lezayip to forge signatures to say ede sheker. In general, we assume that they don't do that. They don't say ede sheker. Where it says, Emer Zuyuf Ezayef, who atzmer lomad l'chavim k'sav hadoymer l'ksav k'sav yedei edim shechotzim b'ay. He trained himself to be able to sign signatures which look like the signatures of the edim which he put on there. Okay. Zotim Mishavot, ve'el Hashem lehem ein kanas. So these are the cases which don't have a kanas. And this parallels the first Mishnah. A girl who was a Giyaris, or she had been taken captive by Goyim, or a girl who was a freed, she had been a Shivcha, she's freed, Sheniftu, that the Shuya had been redeemed, Shiniskayru, or the Giyaris converted, Shishtakaru, or she was freed, Yeseris, Abunash Shalosh Shalom Yamechot. And this took place older than 3 years old.
You're talking about
Shivcha Kananas. Shivcha Kananas, yeah. So, which then we assume if from the age of three and onwards, if she had Bia, that's considered Bia, it'll break the Psula. And if we have to assume that that's what happens, because they're in a situation where that's a possibility that she'd been taken, that she'd had Bia. Even though she's a gedola, and even though we discussed before that shuya, we have to be discussed in the second parak, that we're concerned that maybe something happened to her, and therefore she's also to marry a kohen, because I mean, in captivity, if her captors take advantage of her. They're not, and she has beer with a goy. She's psula the kahuna. That's a cheshash. That's the chumra of kahuna, etc. Else the bailos of b'yuch, since she can't marry a kohen. Because we said on the second parak, it's only a bailos of b'yuch. It's not a real cheshash. There, but when it comes to kanas, we have a right to assume that nothing happened, and therefore the kanas will be collected. And the more it's discussed, the shikiri truma, possibly shikiri truma, we assume that nothing really happened, therefore kahuna, we have a mile loss of a yuchs, and when it comes to the yuchs of kahuna, we want it to be totally pure, so we're not going to allow. Okay, the Mishnah continues and says, if a man was ma'anis, his daughter, Nara, Albas Bito, a granddaughter, through her daughter, his daughter, Albas Benoit, Albas Ishtoi, Albas Benoit, Albas Bito, so a daughter or granddaughter of his wife, Elin Kanas, so there's no Chiyuv Kanas, and then she needs Chayav Benafshoi, because he's Chayav Misa. She Misasa Medei Shemayim, because all these cases, there's a Chiyuv Misa, Bidei Bezdin, there's a Chiyuv Misa in Bezdin, and there's a chiyuv misa, a person does not pay money. You should never. Again, anosh yonesh, we're here referring to paying money. Since if there's no tragic occurrence in the woman that he hit didn't die, then he pays for the damage to the fetus, to the unborn child. But if the woman dies, if there's a tragic occurrence in the woman. The osin, there is a osin in the woman. So now there's a chiyuv misa. Then there's no payment for the damage to the vlodis. See, any question?
No.
So Krashi, Yisayrus al b'nei shaloshanim, the human the ruyas lebiya. Once they're the age that they're roy for biya, cheses hefker heim. We have to assume that the situation that they're in. Is not controlled, and there's something which happened. V'nivalo is b'nachri yusan. As being in the state of being not Jewish, or being a shifcha, or being in Rashuya, Bishuyusa, that they were taken advantage of. But if had there been a tragic occurrence, we had two pshatim in the Gemara before, either means that there's a tragic occurrence in the woman, he killed the woman, whether he's Chai Misa or not, Shagir Mezid Lo Yoneh, she doesn't pay. Or we have the other shot was Imi Yosin, if there's going to be the tragic in him, we're going to he's Chayav Misa, then Lo Yoneh. Yeah, I think just clarifying. So nothing more. Amar Biyachan. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Doisa Amar Davarechon. So the town of our here in our Mishnah by Rabbi Yehuda in regards to a case of a Shuya that she's there's a Kanas, and Rabbi Doisa both have the same opinion. Rabbi Yehuda heard the Mar and Rabbi Yehuda you just mentioned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Doisa the Tanya Shuya Echelus Pechuma Dibur Rabbi Doisa. Rabbi Doisa says she can eat Shuma. We don't assume that because the Loch is a woman who has had Bia, which is makes her Asur to Kayan, also can't eat Shuma. So we're saying that she can eat Shuma. So we're assuming that nothing happened. So Rav Doisa says, Amar Rav Doisa, Chima Osala Arabi Haloz, this guy who captured her, what did he do to her? He played with her, Pasim in a kuhuna, it doesn't make her Pasula the kuhuna. We don't have to assume. They would take it. But they wouldn't necessarily have bia. Okay, so Rav Doisa says in the case of Shuya, we don't assume there is bia. And Rav Yehuda says also the same thing. So they say they have the same opinion. Amar Rabba. So Rabba says I could argue. Now the change gives a bit to Rava. Dilma Lohi. No, it's not necessarily true. Maybe it's not true that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Doisa are saying the same thing. But I can argue like this. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda does not agree with Rabbi Doisa, and she's also Nitruma. So why does Rabbi Yehuda say over here that he has to pay a kanas? Ad kan lekomer Rabbi Yehuda hakob. It's not a vadai, it's a suffix. To use this argument to let this guy who was ma'anas a woman, which that's totally improper, get off scot-free, we're not going to do that. We don't want the choyte, the man over here who was ma'anas her, to give an advantage. To say, you know what, probably nothing happened, you're going to pay. Okay. I will host him regards to...
Does that mean is this the Rabbanon that he pays?
The whole din of shuli is a drabbanon. It's a chashash drabbanon. So the shayla is, they didn't implement the chashash to let somebody do something improper, get up scot free. Abul Hasam, drabbanon sirle, but regards to the truma, he can collect drabbanon that she's also eating truma. It's shalav iser. We're machmer. Maybe something happened, or I could argue the other way around. Inami ad kan lekamer udaisa hasam. Ala b'truma drabbanon. It's, we're talking about, when he was referring to Truma, he's referring to Truma in his time already. In his time already, Truma was only Darbana. Different reasons why Truma Bisman is as Darbana, but, Abba Kanas, which is in the Raisa, maybe Karbana Sirle. We're going to be mad at Truma Darbana, but Kanas, if you have a person with a Chiv Mammon, that's a Shalab, a Shalab of the Raisa, whether he's Mukhiv to pay or not. You're not mukhiv to pay. You're taking money away from him. That's gzeila. You tell me you didn't deraisa. Halak derabanan the mid. She's. We have to assume that she's ula and he doesn't have to pay. Okay. So Amar le Abaya. So Abaya said to Rava. So you're arguing that Rabbi Yehuda's shita could be built on a sword of shloyeh choyte nisker. We don't want a person who's a choyte to get an advantage. The time of Rabbi Yehuda hacha shloyeh choyte nisker. That's the explanation. Rabbi Yehuda can't be, because about Tanya we have a brisa which says Rabbi Yehuda I'm reshuya shenish base Rabbi he b'ktusha saw. I feel the bas eser shanim. Even she was old enough to really be taken advantage of, and she presents already as a not a little girl, but as a presentable maiden, the man would have a desire for her. We assume she's kedushasa and ksubasa masayim. So now the issue over here is we're saying why should the husband who marries her afterwards have to pay Messiah. He didn't do anything wrong. Over here, understand, the man's ma'anas, he said, listen, buddy, we're not going to make up this chashash drabanon to get you off the hook from your avla of being ma'anas a girl. But he married somebody. So, hasam, my shleichot and isker, ika. There's no shleichot and isker. So, if Rabbi Yehuda is saying, really, in general, I believe in a shuya, we have to assume that there was a possibility of being. So he shouldn't have to pay ksuba 200. So the Mora says, Hasanah. What's your question? In a case where she's a shuya, then she gets married afterwards. If you're saying Rabbi Huda agrees by a shuya that we normally would be concerned there's a possibility of bia, she can't eat truma, she can't marry koyan. Just over here, in regards to Knaz, we're not going to use that possibility as a reason that he should not pay a Knaz because he did something wrong by to generate the Knaz. Over here, he did nothing wrong. He's marrying her. So we should say, maybe she's a Bula and only has to pay 100. So it's a different reason. If we drop her Ksuva, people say, has to have established she's a Vadi Bula. I don't want to marry a woman as a Bula. Right, so we're going to undermine her eligibility for marriage. So we're going to say again, we're saying the whole din is a din derabanan. She has a cheskes psula. Chazal were choishes for a possibility. So to put it in place where we have a good argument why we don't want to do that over here, shleichot and isker. We don't want to do that to help this individual who did something improper. And in the case of Ksuba, you don't want to do it because it might affect your eligibility. We left it on the Chazakah. But regards to Truma, she can't eat Truma. That the more of a suffer, Rabbi Yehuda, because Shalsa Kaima, we have a general problem over here. We have to really to address. The Rabbi Yehuda says with Shalsa Kaima, but we have a different. We have a brayso not like this. Vatanya, a poyes a shuya. The discussion over there was. Person who's generating a situation, can he then take advantage of the situation? So the first case is, this is the person who laid out the money to redeem her. So you said he's allowed to marry her. But Meyidba, if he's the one who testifies that she's, that nothing happened to her, so let's say he's a Kohen, right? So he says, I know, I was there, nothing. I saw nothing happen to her. He says, great, then he wants to marry her. She said, we can't marry her because we have to present either, you know, that there's a, you know, that he's saying this because he wants to marry her. So he can't marry her. No, even if he's the poeta, He can't marry her. The Mor says. So the Mor is trying to clarify the Bryce. Paul Gubakash, we need to explain the Bryce. The Bryce itself needs explanation. Amarta put us a shuiya center. So the fact that he's involved in redeeming her is not a reason why he can't marry her. But a tana umayid ba lo yisena. Mishum the mayid ba lo yisena. So what's the problem? What's wrong over here? The Morris is Holocaust. That part is not difficult. Hachikamar. This is what it means. A poetish shuya umeyed bo yisena. Meyed bo kedi lo yisena. So the person who's poida, even though he's the mayor, but we have in front of us that it's not just he wants to marry the girl, etc. And he may be saying false, because if he wouldn't, we have to assume if he wasn't convinced that he really is allowed to marry her, he wouldn't spend all this money to have it potentially undermined later on when somebody will be in his bar that it's not true. So the fact that he was poida her will allow him to marry her even if he's the mayor. But if he's made with her kedi for free, then he can't marry her because we're afraid that maybe he said the Aedis, or he was influenced to say the Aedis because he had a desire to marry her. And then what Rabbi Huda is saying is that Meyed Bo can't marry her, and even if he was poi to her and Meyed Bo, he can't marry her. So Morris says, "Mikol Malkom Kasha L'Rabbi Yehuda." So we see that Rabbi Yehuda assumes that Vadi is a problem, and here Rabbi Yehuda is saying that everything is wonderful. So Amar Papa, so Papa suggests, "Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Ben Kachal Ben Kach Yisoena." That Rabbi Yehuda is saying, "No, his argument with the Chum was the other way around. That we assume nothing happened. She's mutter, so you can marry her." No, we'll leave Rabbi Yehuda as is. And Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanan Kamar Lahu. Rabbi Yehuda is not going in his own sheet. He's going in the sheet of the Rabbanan. No problem with him marrying her. What you should say is that I don't see why the fact that he's paid her should change the fact that he's mayed, that he has the right to marry her. Rabbanan. He's not going to throw his money for no purpose. So if he put his money where his mouth is, we have to assume that there's really he's really confident that she really mutter. Meir b'kadi, which is made her for free. Lo yisena shem ein of nasa, but we have to chush. Maybe he said eidus because he had a desire to marry her. Let's hold it here.
What's it?